Amen. We thank the Lord for him being the same. Amen. He never changes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for our Bible study that we have. His presence is here just like it is on a Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. You have to take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. Amen. Somebody say, you're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. Glory to God. You can meet him there at home, in your car, on your way to church, after you get to church. Amen. It's a blessing when you can meet the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord for all that he's done and all what he's doing. Amen. It's good to take some time and just spend some time just talking to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we need to just slow down and just have a conversation and communication with the Lord. Amen. So we can just talk to him about every detail. He's a good friend. Amen. Hallelujah. I say he's a good friend. Amen. Glory to God. I was able even today just doing things in the house, but just took my time and just talking to the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. For the Bible said we don't know how to pray as we ought to. Amen. But God is just drop things in your heart and soul just on how to pray. Amen. I was praying about way back when the Lord called me. Amen. And my mind began to reminisce over this and reminisce over that. And I was looking how far the Lord has brought me from. Amen. Glory to God. No, he didn't bring me this far to leave me now. Amen. Glory to God. Knowing that he's able, that he that has begun a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus. Amen. And we thank the Lord. Amen. For just having that communication with the Lord. You know, sometimes we get so busy if we don't watch. Even when I'm off and then I'm at home, I have a lot of things that I'll be trying to get accomplished and done. And so if I don't watch it, I'll just go through that. I'll just do this and I'll do that. But I thank the Lord. He always remind me, you know, just to right in the middle, just in break in between there and make sure that I get my prayer. Because if you just go this full blast and go through your agenda, all what you have to do, amen, you actually will almost forget. You might forget to even pray like you need to pray. Amen. Or if you pray, you won't have the same effect because you got all this other stuff in your way right now. Amen. So it's good to, amen, to, I tell the Lord, anytime I forget and I get real busy, always remind me, amen, because that's your best prayer when you take some time out, amen, to talk to the Lord. Amen. So because we sure do need him. Amen. Okay, we want to go on and get going with our Bible study. We're going to come out of Proverbs upon tonight. I was trying to think what to teach upon tonight. Sometimes I have different thoughts and I write them down, and I don't never know when I'm going to speak on it or if God's going to lead me to speak on those things, but I write them down when things come to me. So I have wrote this down probably back a while ago, but this is the way I felt to go. So we're going to turn our Bibles to Proverbs 13, to chapter 13 and 15. 13 chapter and verse 15. And we're going to come out of Proverbs another time, and we'll be coming out of Psalms too. The subject of our message tonight is the way of a transgressor is hard. And it's not a really maybe a juvenile exciting message that we would like to, our flesh would like to hear, but even hearing the word of God, the Bible said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. We're clean through the word. Amen. The word actually cleans us and it keeps us on track. Amen. If you go into a church and they don't preach the word, they just preach prosperity. They just preach you can do what you want to do, say what you want to say, and just have it any kind of way, serve God any kind of way, that's not going to help you. Amen. But somebody, the Bible said, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then it's another scripture say, buy the truth and sell it not. And people are listening to all kind of stuff today. That's why they're in the mess that they're in, because they're not listening to the truth. Amen. God's word is truth. Amen. So it keeps me on track. It keeps you on track. It keeps us all on track. If we listen to the word of God and we apply the word, it'll keep you on track. Amen. It'll keep you from getting off track. Amen. And if you're off track, it'll help you to get back on track. Amen. The true word of God. So we're going to read chapter 13 and verse 15. It says, good understanding, give it favor, but the way of a transgressor is hard. A way of a transgressor is hard. That's the subject of this message upon tonight. And a transgressor is anyone who violates or oversteps a boundary or law. In other words, and we're talking about in God's word, to transgress means to violate the laws of God, the commands of law of God. And when we transgress against God's law or violate the laws of God, it produces sin. Amen? Amen. So the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. And in other words, somebody said, well, what do you mean by the way of a transgressor is hard? The way of a transgressor is difficult. It's difficult, it's complicated, and it's tough. Amen. It's just not a good way. It's hard. You know, you can sum up hard in many ways, whatever way you want to put hard. Now, nobody really will want to be in circumstances that are hard. Amen. That they want to do God's law. If we do what the Lord is saying and keep his law, amen. Well, amen. Our way is not going to be hard because we are keeping the commandments of the Lord. But when we do what we want to do and we don't keep the commandments of the law, then we're getting out of God's law. We're getting away from the things that God is telling us to do, and we're going to be running into some difficulty and some trouble. Amen. Amen. So the way of a transgressor is hard. And the Bible said we are clean through the word. Amen. Somebody, you're not clean through singing songs. You're not clean through that. We're actually clean through the word. The word is a light, a lamp to our feet, and it's a light into our path. Amen. And that's why the Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. And a lot of people, they're not preaching the word. They're preaching prosperity. They're preaching grace. You can do anything you want to do. And I believe in grace too, but I don't believe we should use it like a hobby horse that you can just deliberately sin and just jump back over here with God anytime you get ready. Amen. You will go be on your way to hell if you believe that, because you might try to bounce back and don't get back. Amen. For a way of a transgressor, someone that violates God's law, amen, or his command, amen, will produce sin. Amen. And sometimes we don't always cross every T. We don't always dot every I. We may say something, do something that's not pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Nobody's perfect. Amen. But when you find yourself out of God's will, you need to get yourself back in the will of God. Amen. We need to repent. Amen. And get it right. Amen. Amen. So we want to keep within God's way and his laws. Amen. Amen. And our way will not be hard. We say that, oh, this way is so hard. Oh, I'm going through. It's pretty hard. But the Bible said that's not hard. The Bible said a way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. Even you in God's will, amen. Even though you might be going through some things and it may be difficult things, but if you in God's will, amen, happy are you. Amen. God's going to bring you out and bring you through. Amen. You got a chance to come through and come out and be all right, because the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all, not some. Might not come when you want him. Might not come when I want. Might look like you're not even being delivered. Amen. But God said he will deliver us out of them all. You know, sometimes I find myself praying a prayer, Lord, let me see what you've already done. Because sometimes while you're in the midst of stuff, look like nothing has changed. Amen. And we can't get stuck there. We got to believe, you know, after so long, especially if you've been going through something for a long time, you got to believe that God is changing that. You may not see it, you know. Sometimes when you in something, you can't see it like somebody can see it on the outside. Amen. All you know, I'm just in this. Look like I don't see no change with this. I don't see no delivering with this. But if you've been talking to the Lord, you got to believe by faith he is delivering you. Amen. So what you can't see, you got to start asking. I know within myself, sometimes when I can't see and I look like I'm in the same steady thing and I'm just steady going through the same thing, I said, Lord, let me see what you've already done so I can be encouraged. Amen. Amen. So the way of a transgressor is hard. As you turn your Bibles also to Proverbs, the 29th chapter, 29 and 18. Everybody there? Just a couple pages over. Where there is no vision, where there's no ability to see mentally or foresight, or there's no awareness, or where there's no discernment, that's vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. He that keepeth God's commandments and do God's commandments, happy are ye. Amen? Amen. The Bible said if our heart condemns us, then God is greater than our heart. Amen? Sometimes the devil here tempts you with something, or you get sidetracked with something. Amen? You feel condemned. Our heart condemns. We say something or do something we shouldn't do. But, so when you know the truth, the Bible says the truth shall make you free. Amen? The devil is accuser of the brethren. Yes, he is. He goes before the Lord all the time and telling the Lord what you've done, what I've done. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's going to always accuse your mind, even when you're trying to do what's right. He's going to accuse you and say, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right. But if you know your word, that's why you need to be in the word, and I need to be in the word. You need to know that you have an advocate with the Father, not just to keep doing the same thing. But if you fall short of the glory of God, you have an advocate with the Father. You can go to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for this. Lord, help me with this. There's a lot of people are backslidden in the world today because somebody didn't tell them what the word says. Somebody told them, your soul, you're going to be lost because you did this and do that. But there's forgiveness. God is a forgiving God. Amen. When you repent of something, that means I'm repenting it and I'm making it every effort I can not to do that again. Amen. And if you find yourself falling short of again, you need to ask the Lord, Lord, I need you to help me turn down your plate or whatever you need to do to stay up on the right track. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Because when we're not doing God's will, we not keeping commandments of God, our heart condemns us. But God said he's greater than our heart. We don't pray like we need to pray. We don't read the word like we need to read the word. We don't spend time with God, or we're doing things that we shouldn't do. Amen. Our heart condemns them. When your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart if you go to God. Amen. You go to God, you just sit there and act like there's no problem. If you just ignore things when you know they need to correct, after a while, you're going to get hardened to that. Amen. You get a heart of, you won't have a heart of flesh, you get a heart of stone. Amen. Your conscience will be sneered with a hot iron. If you keep calling things that are wrong right, you keep calling things that are, this, you know, you got your own righteousness. Amen. God don't want us to be found having our own righteousness, but the righteousness of God. That's what's wrong with this world today. People serve God the way they want to serve God. Amen. And they want to call everything God. Amen. They want God's blessing of all upon sin. God does not bless sin. The Bible says he that covereth sin shall not prosper. And when these people leaving out in the world, all kind of ways, they're leaving out of this world and everything, the first thing people want to put them in heaven, talking about they know the Lord. And half of them people ain't know the Lord. Then later on, they finding out that these people had issues all the time. Amen? They have issues all the time, but they trying to make excuses, a cloak for their sin. This whole world is trying to have a cloak or excuse for why they do what they do. But the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. When you stay in freedom, you can walk in health. Amen. When you stay in freedom, you can walk in wealth. Amen. Amen. When you step free in your soul, you can walk, glory to God, in your right mind. Amen. You can walk in peace, glory to God. God said, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon me. Amen. It's a lot of many blessings. There's many benefits in serving the Lord. It's many benefits in serving the Lord. You're a blessed man. You're a blessed woman when you make efforts to make God your Lord. Lord of Lords and King of Kings in your life. Amen. How many know God has to be Lord in your life? God has to be Lord in my life. Amen. Not just saying he's Lord. He should be on the throne in your life. He should be above everything else in your life. Amen. And when he's Lord, a Lord tells you what to do. Amen. Instructs you. And a lot of people don't want the Lord to be Lord of Lord, but that same Lord would keep you out of trouble. Amen. So it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no word, where there's no law, the people will be lawless and they will perish. The Bible says hell have enlarged itself. Amen. People are dropping off in that awful place every day. And though I'm serving the Lord now and I plan to keep on serving him, I have to still make my calling and election sure. I talked to the Lord all the time. I said, Lord, I do not want to go to hell. Somebody said, well, you're trying to do what's right. Don't you know you can do what's right 1 minute, next minute you can be sidetracked if you don't watch it? This one saved, always saving people, slipping up on banana peelings all day long. They dumping into sin and talking about they were saved 40 years and don't ain't bit more saved as a toenail right now. Some of you say there's been in the way, in the church, in the way. Done lost their joy. Done lost their conviction. When you lose your conviction, you're on a dangerous road. You are on a dangerous road when you lose conviction of the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about somebody convict you. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost condemn you and convict you. When you lose that God, you don't have no conviction, anything, you're on a dangerous road. Because you're going to be calling right wrong and wrong right. Amen? Where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. It makes you feel good if when you striving to do what God has asked you to do. Amen? Amen? Not saying that we always do everything that we need to do, but when you making efforts, I'm making an effort. God honors efforts. Amen? But he wants you to really do it. He will honor your effort, but he really wants you to pray, to seek him, to do the things that's pleasing to him. He really wants you to do that. Amen? Psalms 119, we're wrapping it up. Psalms 119 and verse 105. Let's see here. Here. Okay. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word is a light. Amen. God's word, the interest of God's word, give it light. Amen. It will enlighten your darkness. Amen. Darkness is like I can't see my way. I don't know what's right, what's wrong. It's foggy. But God's word is light. It will shine light. Amen. And shine you in the right direction to go. Shine you the right things. Put you in the right places and things to do. Amen. God's word is a guide. Amen. You turn all the lights out in here. Amen. You need some light to guide you to the door. Amen. If you don't have that light to guide you to the door, you're going to remain in darkness. So God's word is light. That's what God's ministers, they need to be anointed to preach and to teach God's word. Because they have to be illuminated in the presence of the Lord. They need to be illuminated. We need, as ministers, we need to be illuminated in the presence of the Lord that we can speak the words of God. Amen. And, you know, we have our own natural lives to live and everything. But when you get ready to speak God's word and all that, you need to get in God's presence so you can know, because so God can speak through you, because it's not you anyway. Because if you don't do that, you're going to be telling people your mind and your theory. You need to have the presence of the Lord upon you so you can put out and teach his word and preach his word. Because God speak what he wants the people to hear. So the word of God is a lamp unto our feet, unto my feet, and a light into that path. That's why we need to listen to the word more. Don't just listen to it in church. You need to play it in your ears. All this loud music that we playing and stuff today is not doing nothing for your soul. And I like music too, but it's a time and place for all things. You just blasting your ears out all day long with music, no word, you're going to be a weak Christian. I just tell you like this, you're going to be a weak Christian. And you're not going to be able to war off the devil when he comes your way. You need to be blasting God's word, because you can't hear the word one time and get everything. You I don't care how you come, if some things are going to stick with you, or some things are not going to stick with you. So you got to listen to the word repetitiously. Amen. Always put that word in your ear. Amen. Put the word, whether you listen to the world radio or you listen to somebody else, as long as they preach the truth, you put that word in your ear. You listen to your music when you want to, but put the word of God, because that word is what's going to see God. The word said, David said, the word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. That word, you might be saying, well, you know, your mind's on what it's saying, and then you're doing other things, but you may think you're not really taking it all in, but God gonna let it drop down in your heart. And at the time you need it, that word gonna come back. Amen. And you can look up and say, oh my God, I almost slipped up and said this. I almost slipped up and said that, but that word just sprung up and say, don't say that, don't do this. Amen. The word of God, if that word is not there to spring up, it's not coming back to help you. Nothing to help you. That's why the devil fight people in reading the word. He make them think they don't have time to read the word. They don't have time to pray. Because that's what's going to help you. And it'll give you life. It'll uplift you. The word of God would uplift you. It'll bless your day. Amen. It will bless your day. Sometimes I'm up in the morning. And I have to get up when I'm going out there. I get up like 5:30. Takes me, yeah, I'm a little slow. I get up 5:30, but I'm one, I just don't fly out of my house. I just never have been like that. I don't get up and just shoo out the house. Because I've been a stump my toe or something, and something going to get messed up. So I take my time, amen. Amen. Sometimes I take too much time. I'm not saying I spend up 4 or 3 hours in prayer. I don't do that. But I make sure I go in there and I get me at least 15 minutes of prayer, at least that. Amen. I don't just fly out the house. Amen. I know better than that. And because I know that devil, he'll be waiting. Amen. Somebody almost run past you and think almost he'll be waiting on you some kind of way or where you going. Amen. Amen. And I just want to have a good day. Amen. So I'm do things to make my day good. You can't expect God to do it all for you. You need to do something. And the best time you can talk to God is in the morning. Amen. Before everything get going, get in the mood. Talk to the Lord. And if things more quiet, it's a good time to talk to us. It's always good for you. For I get out of my bed sometimes, especially when the Lord has blessed my rest and I done slept good. I said, Lord, I sure do thank you for a good night of sleep. Because sometimes I don't always get a good night of sleep, especially if I eat too late. I don't eat real late at night. If I eat too late or something that would throw my sleep off. Amen. But when I get a good night of sleep, it's a good thing to get a good night of sleep. You'll be feeling better the next day. Amen. You're more clear-minded. The devil can't trip you up. The devil can trip you up when you get too tired because you're not thinking real clear. Amen. So we thank the Lord just for, the word of God, they say the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. In Psalms 119 and 11, I don't know if I've already read that or not. Are we going to go over it again? If I hadn't, because I had that written down here too. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. You got to hide that word, that Psalms 119 and 11. You got to hide the word of God. Let it be in your heart. Only way it's going to really get down in your heart, like I said a few minutes ago, you have to repetitiously read the word of God. Now, I'm not saying you just have to sit there and just read the same Psalms over and over. I'm talking about any of God's word. Just make sure you grab you a scripture and read something throughout that day and ask the Lord just to, as your Lord, help me to understand what I read. Amen. And you, the more you read God's word, amen, when the time you need it, it's going to come, it's going to spring back up. It say a way of a transgressor is hard, but it say he that keepeth God's commandments, happy is he or she. Amen. You feel much better when you're trying to keep God, you're striving to keep God's laws. Amen. Amen. You won't never know what God's laws is till you read the word of God. Somebody say, I don't know what God want me to do. I don't know what God is saying. If you read his word, he'll tell you exactly what he's saying. Amen. You know, I used to do this, and sometimes I do it not too often as much as I used to, but when I first got saved, and even after I was saved a while, after I got through praying, I would say, Lord, give me, and I still ask the Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Give me what you want for me today. you know, you can't ask God to give you something and then you don't pick up your Bible. You know, some say, well, I don't have time to pick up my Bible. You know, try to, if you don't have time on your way going, you're going to work, God can give it to you. Amen. Let you hear something while you're listening to it on the radio or whatever. He can minister to you, even if you don't have time. But you, sometime within that week, we have to take time. Amen. I do too. Amen. The word of God is not just for you when you come to church. This is the time I open my Bible. Most people, that's when they open their Bible when they come to church. They don't open it no other time throughout the week because they say they're too busy. We don't watch it. You won't open your, you won't open up the Bible. But sometimes if I don't get a chance to read, I don't hardly get a chance to read in the morning. I get to pray, but I don't get a chance to read in the morning. But you better believe I got some things I take with me in my little book with me. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to read something. If you know, I'm going to read something for my spirit. Amen. You got to feed your spirit. You have to feed your spirit. You don't feed your spirit get weak. Your spirit get weak, and the flesh should be stronger than the spirit. It's a fight all the time. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We don't even wrestle against people. Your wrestling match not even greater you think is against people. It's you. Your biggest problem, my biggest problem, is you. It's your flesh, what it wants to do versus what God wants you to do. That's what you're wrestling with. If you can conquer that, you can conquer people. Amen. It's you. So you got to constantly bring your flesh, like Paul say, under subjection. You got to bring it under all the time. You got to crucify this flesh. You got to tell the flesh no. You got to, the flesh say, you got all these things to do. You ain't got time to pray. You got to say, I got to make some kind of time to pray. If you keep going through enough stuff that the devil's just slapping you upside the head all the time and you always defeated all the time, you will learn after eventually, I got to pray. Because he will keep knocking you out. You got to say, I'm going to pray some kind of way. I'm going to get some prayer in. Amen? So we have to do this to keep the flesh under subjection, because remember, the flesh wants to take over. Not your flesh only, my flesh too. The flesh wants to do what it wants to do. Your flesh do not want to pray. My flesh don't want to pray. Your flesh don't want to fast. My flesh don't want to fast. Your flesh don't want to live holy. My flesh don't want to live holy. But the spirit on the inside of you, because you're born again, does. So you got to walk and satisfy that spirit. Walk in the spirit that you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's telling people this to be saved, to Jesus come back, speak in tongues, that's good enough. But you got to tell them how to stay saved. This is how to stay saved. Because it's hard when people don't know how to stay saved. Stay delivered. Stay free. Amen? And it looks like you having a hard time, then it's time to skip some meals. Amen? Crucify your flesh. Let the Lord know you're serious about whatever it is that you need help with. Amen. So we're done. We're done. We thank the Lord. That's the way I felt to go tonight. The way of a transgressor is hard. And our way is not supposed to be hard. Amen. The Lord helps us in our way. God supplies all our needs. He supplies all our emotional needs, our physical needs, our financial needs. Whatever need, he will supply everything you stand in need of. You just believe it and receive it and look for him to do it. Amen. But if we do things our way, it's going to be difficult, a difficult way and a harsh way. And God bless everybody.